The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, February 26th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. I suppose I have a guest today, and of course the guest canceled on me, so that means I have to plan a new show. All talk show hosts need to have a show in their pocket, a show on their in their back pocket, in their books, just in case things go awry. Today, I said, man, I can have an open-lying show just in case the guest didn't come, right? And, of course, it didn't show up. And, of course, I have to go through with my open line. And as usual, when I have an open line, I tend to have one or two or three conversations I want to have that I want you to join in. Mind you, you can call in still and talk about what is trending, what is happening. But, again, like I said, I have one or two things I want to prick Aaron's brain about. I want to talk money, Aaron. That's what I want to talk. I want to talk budget, but not about the midterm budget because I leave that to Vago like them to analyze, right? I want to talk loosely on what money means to us. Should we, the Bohemian public, the persons who employ the government, be concerned about the spending? That is my topic. Should we be concerned about our government spending? See, I know they got to spend money, you know. I know they got to spend money, and this is why they have a budget. I know they increased the budget. They increased the budget because they plan to do more spending. But they increased the budget and went over budget. So either somebody budget wrongly or the government spending is out of control. It's either or. You can pick which one you want, right? The person who did the budget is incompetent, right? Couldn't see that we needed more millions of dollars. Or these people just don't care. And I wonder, what is it? Is it the latter? Is our government concerned about spending? Recently, our government being criticized about their travel budget. Mind you, Bohemians have been raising concern about the government's traveling for a while. We said, man, you know, Mr. Prime Minister, you travel too much. And of course, the response was, you travel to make money. I understood that. I said, man, let this good gentleman travel. If he get money from these foreign places, I want him to travel as much as he can. Right? Then I see every time we have a budget, we hire a new ambassador. And I say, boy, I wonder if we can afford that one. But the Bahamas needs to be promoted. And if the promotion of the Bahamas increases profitability for the Bahamas, I say, let them hire 20, 40, 50 more ambassadors if it need be. Aaron, look at me like that. I say, if we can afford it, the money will come back at the tail end. I say open up a consulate office in every country. Every country there. Stop looking at me like that, Aaron. I say the money will trickle down eventually. But I want you to read one or two articles. I see one article by the director of communication, Latrey Ramming, didn't respond. I think you have that. I want to put that on the record because I see we borrowing money to build a hospital, Aaron. Mind you, this administration...
Not two hospitals?
I'm going to get to that. Okay. This administration promised us two hospitals. And
They didn't promise us two hospitals.
What did they promise?
They were having a conversation outside of the country with people who don't live here.
They promised in
those people's presence two new state-of-the-art hospitals. But that's not quite what they said to us.
And when that promise was made in the foreign jurisdictions, I assumed that they would have started it, would have been near completion in this term. I didn't think about, I need another 5 years to start. Mm-hmm. I didn't, when the conversation came up, it wasn't about, you all have to vote for me again, then I could start breaking ground, or it wasn't no, I can break ground 2 weeks before the general election call or during the general election campaign. I assumed by year three, the construction, the money was going to be confirmed and found beforehand, and it seems if that's not happening.
In the States, when you buy a house in many states and in many jurisdictions, you have to show proof of money before they even start showing you houses. Like, you have to show proof that you could afford to buy within the range that they're showing you.
That's some first world countries, eh? Yeah. We in no first world country, so I don't expect that. But let's get ready for this article, Aaron.
So the article is Ramming Defends OPM's Travel Budget Rise. It's in Friday's Tribune. Office of the Prime Minister, Director of Communications, Latre Ramming, defended the OPM's travel budget increase yesterday, saying the Prime Minister's travels are, quote, always in the national interest, close quotes, and aligned with the government's foreign policy agenda. I didn't know they had a foreign policy agenda.
Whoever's the Minister of Foreign Affairs have a foreign policy. Let me go there. Let me stop that.
Let me continue reading.
Stop that. Stop it, Nuri. Stop it, Nuri. Devil, get beat. Anyway, go ahead.
That's the other story.
Okay.
But the Christian Plays and Film Control Board have your back.
Go ahead.
His comment during yesterday's OPM press briefing came after the mid-year budget revealed the OPM's travel budget has increased to $2.1 million, up from $569,721. Mr. Davis's frequent travels have repeatedly drawn attacks from critics and the opposition. Mr. Ramming said the government receives various requests that require officials to travel. He said sometimes it is adequate for technocrats or the Minister of Foreign Affairs to travel, but some matters require the Prime Minister's attendance. Quote, when you see the Prime Minister make a decision to travel anywhere, it's because the meeting agenda requires his attendance, particularly at the head of government level, like CARICOM level or at COP. He said, I just want to stick a pin for a second. Like, I get that. Like, there are some meetings where the Prime Minister has to be in attendance for the purpose of the meeting. What about all the other people?
Our Prime Minister away now. There's about 30 people with him. I'm just saying.
30?
I just say that's what people say. They say about 30 people.
Two of them flying the plane?
I don't know, man. He takes a contingent. He takes a contingent. And I want to know if I should be concerned. If the Prime Minister got to go, the Prime Minister got to go. I say take him. Take his aide, take his wife.
And the small security team?
And a small security team.
But the jurisdiction you're going to, because you're a prime minister, they should also provide a security team for you.
But you know, we got to have special security, people who are willing to risk their life, jump in the front in case. But my thing is, after there's concern, when you say you are over budget and you by midterm, one would assume you start scaling down and say, but I hear you.
Let's rephrase that. You're not over. You didn't blow past the midterm budget by midterm. You blew past the entire year's budget.
Hold on.
Midterm.
This is just the midterm budget he blew past? We finished the whole. It ain't June yet, but the year budget done gone. Done finished. We need a book. Go ahead.
The mid-year budget revealed the OPM's travel budget has increased from $2.1 million up from $569,721. That's from the article. We'll continue reading from the article. Quote, the Prime Minister recently traveled in Africa, the non-aligned states. It was entirely focused on the government trying to expand its diplomatic relationship with other countries. Close quotes. Mr. Ramming's comments did not persuade many critics of the Davis administration's travel habits, some of whom said on social media that the government has not quantified the benefits of the various trips. End of article. See, I know the security team can't zoom into the meeting. They can't use a digital platform to attend the meeting with the Prime Minister who's there. But I just want to know, have you ever heard this Davis Cooper administration use the phrase austerity measures?
Never use the word austerity.
Okay. All right, so the second article, you want me to read from that one as well? All right, we're going to read from an article from Our News. 1.64 million added to travel budget. 1.64 million has been reallocated in the office of the Prime Minister to cover travel costs. Originally, $569,721 was approved for subsistence in the office of the Prime Minister. The addition puts the travel budget now to $2.2 million. On Thursday, Financial Secretary Simon Wilson provided this explanation. The budget included multiple reallocations over the past few months. It revealed that in September 2023, there were two transfers of $100,000. In July 2023, $248,000 was allocated for travel to Brussels, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and COP28 in Dubai. $100,000 was allocated to travel to Belgium, Brussels, and COP28, and another 100,000 with the same date and travel details. In October 2023, 150,000 was allocated for a trip to Orlando, Chicago, and Miami, and another 169,000 with the same date and travel details. Then there's 132,000 for travel to St. George's, Grenada. In September 2023, there were two transfers of $100,000 for travel to Orlando to attend Onyx Magazine's Men Honoring Florida's...
We tend to get invited to a lot of things.
No, I don't know. Hold on.
And it's not really government things, you know. It's like social things.
When people invite you to things, they're supposed to pay, right? Like, I mean, maybe when you invite me to something, you expect me to pay. But when you invite a prime minister of a nation to something, you expect them to pay? Or you
maybe we invited ourselves. You all have an event, I come in. I come in, therefore I got to pay for my ticket. And if I pay for my ticket, I got to pay for my wife's ticket, and I got to pay for everyone who travel with me ticket. Mm-hmm. You know, just recently, we opened up another consulate
in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then you see all kind of people from dignitaries, right, travel to Los Angeles to participate in the opening. Mm-hmm. Like, we had the ambassador to the United States was there. We had one or two other officials, cabinet ministers. And I said, their personal budget couldn't be their personal budget. So someone had to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to end the article, the communications director in the office of the prime minister doubled down, explaining the prime minister is needed for every trip he attends.
Needed.
So what does that mean? Does it mean that the rest of your team,
you remember when he went to Bermuda?
Doesn't
you remember when he went to Bermuda and we thought the government needed him to go? Then we found out it was a PLP trip, and that we still ain't sure how much they paid for the balance because they didn't come back to us. They just said, "Yeah, we pay it." And you ask how much, and said, "Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just know that we, the party, paid for it." Right. We have no clue how much they paid for it. But was that a prime minister trip? Or was that a PLP trip? And now, should we scrutinize all the trips and ask the same question?
Well, here's the problem. It doesn't matter if it was a prime minister's trip. It doesn't matter if he was invited there as the prime minister of the Bahamas. The event was hosted by a group that is the sister party to the party that the prime minister belongs to. Mm. So even if you were invited there as a prime minister, the party needs to pay for part of those costs, at a minimum, part of those costs.
I see we have a callie here. But I just found out the money for the late Obi Wilchkin. We're going to read that soon.
Yeah, yeah.
The money from the late Obi Wilchkin came from a budget. Because we don't have the money. Apparently, all the money has been budgeted. But that came out of the blue.
Oh, hold on. What? You mean that the memorial was not paid for by the members of the PLP party that touted this former member?
He didn't mean that much to the PLP. The government paid for it. That came out of our budget. I paid for that. I paid for that memorial. The PLP party didn't pay for nothing. They didn't want to memorialize him.
The people who say we doing this one for Obi didn't pay for his memorial?
I did that for Obi. I won't tell you how I did it, where I get the money from. I want you to grab that article now so I can tell you who I moved that money from, who could be hurting now. Who I can hurt. But anyway, let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. You're on live now, CNRE.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that. Two issues I want to hit on. I like the topic this morning. One of the issues I want to talk about is Freedom of Information Act. Maybe if they free up the Freedom of Information Act, we would know just what's going on. About the PM is traveling with the whole cabinet. I don't know. I think the PM probably looking for some kind of security detail. If he got to carry the whole of the cabinet with him, I think that's part of him, his security detail. That's all I can say about that.
Who in the cabinet, sir? I appreciate that comment. Who in the cabinet could provide security detail for the prime minister? Okay, then. We can move on. You still there, caller? I mean, he made some great... Caller, call back, man. Those were great points. But when you said that's why he's carrying the whole cabinet, I just want to know who in the cabinet can provide security detail for the prime minister.
I want to read that article about Obi Wilchkin. Can you bring that up?
Absolutely.
Because I want people to appreciate. I want them to understand and listen to what transpired and who paid for this memorial. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Government reallocated $30,000 for Wilchcombe's memorial. The government moved $25,000 that was budgeted for the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities.
What?
The government moved $25,000 that was budgeted for the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities.
You mean they take the handicapped people money?
To pay for a memorial for the late Obie Wilchcombe held at Baha Ma last December.
They took the handicapped people money?
Hold on, they didn't have the memorial like at Gambier House? Or at Government House?
I still stuck on the handicapped people money.
I may be speechless, but I ain't missed it.
And they was okay with that? I mean,
I don't, let's
of all
read
the places they could take the money from, they take the handicapped people money?
I imagine that they feel they may have been in a position where they felt like to say no would further distance them from the support of the government.
Or they said, man, they need the money.
They ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere. He ain't like they mobile.
Or if they were, that they could actually traverse the road safely. Government reallocated $30,000 for Wilchcombe's memorial. The government moved $25,000 that was budgeted for the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities to pay for a memorial for the late Obie Wilchcombe held at Baha Ma last December.
Where they had it?
Baha Ma. The money was moved from the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities to the line item fees and other charges for the payment to Baha Ma Resort for the memorial of Wilchcombe. And when I say, quote, payment to Baha Ma Resort for the memorial, close quote, of Wilchcombe. The government also moved an additional $5,000 from another line item to pay for the memorial. The money was reallocated in the supplemental budget for the first half of the fiscal year. The supplemental budget was tabled in Parliament last week. Debate, and then we go to page 6 quickly. Debate on the mid-year budget begins on March 6th. The government budgeted $267,284 for the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities in the 2023-2024 budget. That allocation in and of itself is, to say the least, problematic.
Because it's small money.
Insufficient.
It's insufficient for the handicapped people. And they still take the money?
It previously budgeted $147,000 for the commission in the previous fiscal year. Maybe somebody felt like, we tell y'all they didn't need all that money anyway.
Yeah, let's take it.
I mean, if I were pretending like I was them.
We ain't planning to spend it on them anyway.
Obviously, I'm not them. And I could not be saying what they said. It previously budgeted $147,000 in the previous fiscal year. Wilchcombe, who died on September 25th, 2023, was Minister of Social Services. He was the MP for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Kingsley Smith won the seat during November 22 by-election. I wonder if they could have gone to the people that they went to fund the by-election.
They had all kinds of money for by-election.
But they didn't go to those people to get the money for the memorial. They
because
took the money from the Disabilities Commission.
They know the disability people didn't care. They wasn't going to use the money anyway. That's why they took it from them.
I don't like what you said just now, Mr. New.
I'm telling you, you
think
call it
requires,
what it is.
I think it just requires a deeper interrogation.
Why they take it from that fund? Of all the funds to take it from, you couldn't take it from the travel budget?
Mr. Newry?
You say they couldn't take the money from the travel budget?
I am not a grouper, but I'm going to bite the bait.
The travel budget is $2 million. They couldn't take it from the travel budget? They got to take the $20,000 from the disability
They
people?
Found the group least likely to be able to put up a good fight.
And they ain't going to complain. Let's go to the caller. They ain't going to complain at all. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's amazing how quickly we forget. I think the reason why you really want to get into politics and to become in the upper chambers is to travel on the company's, country's money. Do you remember an airline, Bahamas Air, I think they call it, Strap for cash, but under state administration, the same similar one, they took it out of service to go to Trinidad on a regular basis with their friends, the carnival. So, I mean...
No, hold on. We would have to verify something like that, so let's be careful.
You're
telling me you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to verify, but I ain't calling no names.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, it appears as though this is what they get into politics to do, to travel at the country's expense and rack up debt, and then when IMF write us off completely, then they could find another place to go live.
The director already explained that the travel is important. I agree that the travel is important.
No, the director explained that the PM traveling is important.
What about the entourage?
He didn't reference the entourage. I heard him. I read him saying that Prime Minister is traveling, it's because he is needed at that meeting. Mm. See, I don't have a problem with the Prime Minister traveling. That's why I wanted the caller to answer the question, whom within the cabinet, because this ain't, I remember the cabinet where they were body slamming people. This is not that cabinet. But who within this cabinet could provide the function of security detail so as to warrant their presence on the trip?
Carly, you want to say anything else before
yes,
we go?
Yes, I'd like to.
Yes, sorry,
Can you point to me, out of all of these traveling that's been done by all of the very traveling ministers, one or two foreign policies that came out of it? Because it appears as though it's all about foreign affairs, travel to have affairs, and not to make policy. That's what it's all about.
I see that play on word, and I ain't sure if I like that.
Yeah, but it's having affairs, my friend.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, with monkeys too. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm just saying that you could go to another country, a more developed country, and fall in love with it, you know.
And sometimes
I never want to leave, you know.
Sometimes you got to travel to Africa to feed the monkeys.
When I was in boarding school, I met a hospital.
Thank you very much, Carl.
I was willing to move into the hospital. I appreciated the service so much. So, Mr. Nuri, three more headlines.
Oh, hold on. I want to talk about the hospital.
Okay. But just before because they move, is another moving money story.
Then we talk about money?
Just quickly, and then we go to the story on the top of the fold. In fact, you got to go grab today's Guardian. Government moved $1.2 million for consultancy services in Ministry of Agriculture. I am an agricultural
Say that again. Say that again.
Government moved $1.2 million for consultancy services in Ministry of Agriculture. The government reallocated $1.2 million in the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources to pay for consultancy services for the digitization of documents and files. The reallocations are in the government's...
But it's not for the digitalization, but it's called for the consultancy of it?
No. Okay, so this is... It seems a bit wordy. As we read on, it may clarify itself. But it appears as if $1.2 million allocated for use in the Ministry of Agriculture has been diverted to pay for consultancy services for the digitization of documents and files. That's what I infer.
I ain't getting it that way, no, but go ahead.
From what I'm reading. The reallocations are in the government's 2023-2024 supplemental budget tabled last week. The movement of money within the ministry, and we're going to go back to page 6 from the main page. The movement of money within the ministry was for, quote, the digitization of documents and files and workflows for the ministry, BAMSI and BAIC, close quotes. The new budget allocations include 8 transfers made on September 5th, 2023. The transfers ranged from $27,500 to $800,000. The government moved $800,000 from the flood security line item, $100,000 from the Agriculture Administrative Cadet Program line item, $100,000 from the Development of National Sport line item, $50,000 from the School of Agriculture and Marine Resources Andrus line item, and 4 other line items to the consultancy services line item.
They didn't foresee this beforehand, that they had to move monies. So this is like the spur of the moment. Say, man, I think we need to digitalize now, so we didn't put it in the budget. They got to move money, especially for all these educational things for agriculture. Whoever is making the budget is a problem. Because they're not foreseen. Let's go to the caller and let's go back to the article.
Okay.
Producer Patrick, caller 3. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes. I have a couple thoughts I need an answer to, and I think today's the day to get the answer. Is our state religion Catholic or Catholicism?
No,
I mean Anglican, sorry.
No.
Yes.
No.
Church of England.
Yes.
No.
Church of England. Is this Church of England?
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. No, I'm sure it's not.
Okay.
I can tell you why it's not.
There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if it was Church of England as the state, largest in the Bahamas, I wanted to know, was it the Baptist? And then I wanted to know, what was the reason for all of these people to go and bow before Pope Francis? And if I'm a Catholic, I would go and pay my own money for that. But I wanted to know why, or if, the Bahamas taxpayers paid for the Minister of Foreign Affairs and all of them, the Prime Minister.
Oh, we definitely paid for
to
that.
To go to see and converse, have conversation with Pope Francis. And what was it all for? Now, I want to hang up, and I want to listen to your answer.
Okay. I'll give you 2 seconds to hang up. Go ahead. So, answering the first question, is Anglicanism is a church state or the main state, main church of the Bahamas? No, it's not. And I see Aaron's looking at me and as I try to explain. The Bahamas is a constitutional monarchy. We are governed by the Constitution. Our Constitution did not mention a church state or a church as what we are. And we are bound only by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Now, because we have an association with England, the United Kingdom.
Now, when you say association, explain the association.
We got our independence from them.
But we still swear. They just went up.
Because remember, we are still a constitutional monarchy.
So they swore to not to the
our constitutional
not to the Bahamian people.
Our king is mentioned in the in the Constitution.
It's not just that he's mentioned, but okay, go on.
His signature makes who we are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Become an independent state. So we are not we don't have an official church of the Bahamas, right?
Don't have an official religion of the Bahamas.
We don't have an official religion of the Bahamas either, right? Now we know that the majority of people in the Bahamas are Pentecostal or Baptist. So that's why we tend to have that Baptist influence, especially when we were debating our constitution. A number of Baptist ministers, particularly Pinder? I'm sure Harcourt,
mm-hmm.
went with the politicians to debate our constitution. So we have a huge Baptist influence. That's how they changed the law regarding the casinos, because of his presence. Now, regarding our government going to hail the Pope, it's we take a lot of pictures. Our prime minister like take pictures.
I don't feel comfortable funding somebody else's religious experience.
Wherever our prime minister go, he's needed. We heard that from the director.
But what about the other people on the trip?
We more likely are going to create a new consulate general office right there. If the minister of foreign affairs is there, and those any minute now we can see that we're going to have another consulate general right there in the Vatican. And we'll be speaking. I have an official post right to watch.
We have a text here that says the government might as well have told the untruth like they usually do than to tell us the memorial from Obi was redistributed from the persons with disabilities.
I'm sure the director of communications is going to explain that. Any minute he's going to come back and say, what do you got to say?
Remember what that man tell me on Valentine's Day when I tried to heal him?
What did he say?
Here you go telling truths unprovoked.
There you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We're going to take a quick commercial break as we talk about the budget loosely. But our question is, should we be concerned about how our money is being spent?
Should we concern ourselves with the equitable and equal allocation of national resources?
Should we demand our leaders to say, explain, why are you spending so much money? Or is the answer, man, we spend it because we could spend it?
Should we demand that the government follows the laws prescribed by the Constitution? That reporting and gazetting of reports is required?
Should we say whatever the prime ministers do is good?
March 31st coming soon.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Mike, you know what's going down tomorrow?
No,
Toby, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It's that time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon, starting at 10 a.m. Admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the Walk-In Clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blondie, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
Saturday, March 9th at Collins Estates Grounds, Collins Avenue, and Shirley Street. It's March Madness Grill Fest beginning at 12 p.m. There will be lots of grilled food and tasty dishes. Grilled chicken, beef, fish, grilled that, grilled this, skunk fritters, shrimp rolls, and fried barry too. Native sweets and treats, ice cold drinks, leaded and unleaded. Domino and bingo tournament, live band and DJs. Proceeds in aid of our Disability Awareness Summer Camp and Junkanoo Group. For more information, call 804-1773. Powered by Bacardi's and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. My name again is C.A. Nuri, and I'm your host for today. Of course, Erin Green is with me as she reads the news for me. The hospital needs some money. I know this government promised us two hospitals by the end of this term. I think it said the end of this term, and I thought they had the money. I thought they budgeted whatever monies they had. I didn't know they had to go and look for money. Listen, I want to say this before, Erin.
Yeah.
If you go past the sports center, all kind of Chinese people building the sports center right now. I'm not sure if anyone noticed that a lot of Asian, let me stop calling them Chinese because I'm not sure which ethnic group they are. A lot of Asian-looking people are at the sports center now working 7 days a week, almost 24 hours a day trying to get that sports center.
I don't have a problem with that. But what I want to know is, did you see any familiar faces? Did you see anybody working on this new project that was working on the old project?
Erin, they all look alike.
Mr. Newreed.
I see it on radio.
You can't say that on the radio.
I can't tell them apart. I can't say that.
But because you have to engage or create, you have to have a more intimate relationship, right?
You mean I got to stare them down?
That's not what
you say. If I recognize anybody and I say they all look alike, that's what I'm saying. I look at them and say that they look like the same people who were here last time.
The way you answer that question, you could say, I have not engaged any of the staff or teams intimately.
I look at them.
As I was driving past, because I'm a safe driver.
I stopped and stared in their face and said, they look like the same people.
they all look alike.
Mr. Nuri, we still have a lot of work to do with cultural sensitivity, but here's why it's important.
Yeah.
Because when we in offering critique, like critical interrogation at this level, we have to manifest naturally, inherently, that our critique is not based in a prejudice or a bias, right?
So
like a
prejudice.
Cultural. No, that's what I'm saying. We have to manifest, though. We have to show that the critique is not based in a personal bias or cultural bias.
I agree. I'm glad to hear. Because now we need to borrow money again. And guess who we borrowed it from? Because I'm saying, when they certain people lend money, they send people with them, right? So I'm expecting a lot of people to come and help us build this hospital. But let's read this article so we can
when
move
I
on.
When I borrowed $100 from my mummy to go to lunch, mm-hmm. she sent people with the loan.
She expects you to bring stuff back.
She sent herself. She said, oh, you having lunch? My dime, let's eat.
Go ahead.
Here's the story. Hospital funding nears completion. Government eyes loan from China Exim Bank. The Davis administration has cleared an initial hurdle in its application to the Export-Import Bank of China to secure a concessional loan to construct a $290 million specialty hospital on New Providence Highway, according to Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Darvall. Where's New Providence Highway?
That's the highway where we had to trade property with Frankie Wilson. You know where the water tanks are? You know, the road that cuts from Bay Street.
Hold on, so you mean, because me, the people who makes up the government, I don't have the power of acquiring land or eminent domain. But the government who has the power to acquire land, like to take it,
they can take land.
No, they can. They can take it.
No, government can't take land.
No, they can acquire it.
And then pay equal
value.
They could say that
the national concerns
are
so great.
You still got to pay for it.
That we have estimated the cost to be this much.
This is cheaper this way. Just swap the land. Just swap it. But go ahead. That's
where
you know where it is right now, right? Right? Describe it.
You mean from the six-legged roundabout? Is that
yes,
the six-legged
that,
roundabout?
Yeah. We can build a hospital right in that area.
Saunders Beach roundabout.
Old West. Yeah, Old West someplace. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Print tree down.
You said Old West. That is Old West.
That
isn't
is West.
It?
That's West. That's West Bay Street. That's prior property. Except that it's in Wellfield.
So the government couldn't partner with Doctors Hospital to put up an accessible facility out west. See, because my problem is this, that location does not resolve a major part of the issue, which is people from the southwest and the amount of time it takes to get to a hospital in Nassau.
Six-lane roundabout. They could take that road and reach there quickly. But let's read the article.
You don't drive that road. The Nassau Health Campus will be built in two phases and will be a 250-bed maternal and child hospital that will include a morgue, diagnostic facilities, and a blood bank, Darvall told the Nassau Guardian.
Thank God.
Darvall said, quote, we are progressing very steadily toward funding by the Chinese Exim Bank.
We needed funding, but go ahead.
The Chinese loan would have a 2% annual interest rate with a 5-year moratorium on the interest payment and a 15-year loan maturity.
Any labor attached to that?
Hold on. I don't like this moratorium on interest. Pay everything. Pay as much as you can when you can. All at once. Pay it all at once. Pay it back.
I want to know if labor come with it.
Quote, when we were looking for... I want to know what happens if we default on the loan.
They come and take the hospital. No, that's just... I don't know what happens. They don't come and take the hospital. You know, they just come and own things. Who owns Exim Bank?
The Chinese government.
Be borrowing money from the Chinese government? It's an official.
I mean, the Chinese government own everything in China.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Finish reading.
Quote, when we were looking for financing for this project, there were a few groups that expressed, I'm turning to page 6, interest. At first, we thought it may be a private-public partnership, and so we had meetings with multiple groups who had expressed an interest from the private sector to build it.
Sound like it's all true.
Darvall said. Quote, the government of the Bahamas made a commitment, despite our headwinds, that this particular project should be a government-guaranteed project. But if it's a government-guaranteed project, why? You didn't say Chinese government-guaranteed project. You mean Bahamian-guaranteed?
Stop analyzing it. We're not analyzing it now. We're just reading.
Okay, my bad. The government of the Bahamas made a commitment, despite our headwinds, that this particular project should be a government-guaranteed project. And so it will definitely have an impact on our debt to GDP. But we made a commitment because of its necessity. We will continue down that trend.
You see that? The word he uses? Go ahead. Smile. Go ahead.
A commitment to building a hospital is not a trend, sir. And usually with the government, see...
He's trying to say making a sacrifice. We need to go with him. That's what it is. Finish reading, man.
Is he paying some of the mortgage payments, payments on the loan?
Is that could we work on it?
No, him personally. Because that's what making the sacrifice means, Mr. Okay. Henry. I continue from the article, but we made a commitment because of its necessity. We will continue down that trend. And usually with the government guaranteed projects, you get better interest rates. So we had a variety of different Exim banks who have looked at constructing this particular facility. And we have made a decision in principle that the facility funding should come by way of Chinese Exim bank funding. Mm. Darville added, I would say this, and I don't think I'm out of order in saying this. We have been working very closely with financiers from China for construction of this facility, and we made an application to the Chinese government to access funding for the construction of this hospital by way of Chinese concessional loan funding. Quote, I'm pleased to report that we have passed the first phase of the Chinese concessional loan funding, and very shortly, the entire project will be forwarded to the Chinese Exim Bank, looking for the possibility of funding by the...
So we ain't sure we can get it yet?
Listen.
So this may fall through, too? God forbid, this knock, it's got to come true.
You know what I think would lead to greater success?
Mm-hmm.
We should require all cabinet ministers, all diplomats, all... members of the diplomatic
service. There's a lot of diplomatic people.
Ambassadors and all, right?
And ambassadors at large.
All politicians, all senior civil servants to receive health care at PMH public ward.
No, man, they got to go to the
PMH
clinics.
Public ward.
Okay.
You want to send them to the clinics?
Yeah.
Then they'll say they'd be trying to kill them, and we don't want that on our hands.
Yes, and then your Nassau people knows it. You're going to want to know what all the people sick with. But let's finish reading the articles and we go to the caller. I see you, caller.
Okay. I'm pleased to report we've gone there. Darville said the government embarked on the project after it became clear that financing for additional towers at Princess Margaret Hospital was not working out. Mm. Quote, in our blueprint for change, we said we'd construct two state-of-the-art hospitals.
See?
One in Grand Bahama and one in New Providence, Darville said.
Did we get the money for Grand Bahama one yet? Go ahead, finish it.
Quote, upon coming to office, after we found out that the financing for that administration PMH project didn't work out, we went to our healthcare planners and we made the decision to construct a specialty hospital in New Providence. Now, the specialty hospital is not a duplication of the... What do you mean it's not a duplication of the Princess Margaret Hospital?
It sounds like we're going to still have Princess Margaret Hospital and then have a secondary hospital. I wonder if anyone ever knew that.
Quote, now the specialty hospital is not a duplication of the Princess Margaret Hospital. Let's clarify that. We know that there are manpower shortages in healthcare. We're having difficulty in maintaining manpower at the PMH hospital. If we go ahead and build a second hospital, all we would do is exacerbate the manpower shortages we currently have.
So this is not a second hospital.
This is not...
supplementary.
This is not making sense, sir.
What you mean? Darville's a doctor. What do you mean it's not making sense?
You don't have enough manpower. That's why you can't expand the services that are being offered at PMH at another facility. But you don't have... The people need access to the services that are being offered at PMH, but they can't access at PMH. Aren't you building another hospital so that they can access those services at another facility?
I would assume so.
I continue from the article. So the health... Let me repeat that. Now, let's clarify that. We know that there are manpower shortages in healthcare. We're having difficulty in maintaining manpower at the Princess Margaret Hospital. If we go ahead and build a second hospital, all we would do is exacerbate the manpower shortages that we currently have.
So no second hospital.
So the healthcare planners made a distinction that this new hospital should be a specialty hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital will be built on 50 acres of land, 14 acres of which are being acquired from Arawak Homes Chairman Sir Franklin Wilson.
See?
It will be centrally located. It's on a main artery. The environmental impact assessment was done. It's a 50-plus acre plot. You've heard that Arawak Homes owned a portion of the land that was 14 acres. We've gone into an understanding with him to acquire that land and figure out how we will pay.
We ain't figured that out yet.
Whether we will do a land swap.
I thought it was a done deal.
Or whether or not we will pay as well as land swap. That is not finalized, but we have the permission to continue with our project. Listen, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't swap the land BPL on. Just don't swap the land that BPL is on. Darville added, so the environmental impact assessment indicated that the location was suitable. The reason why I didn't go into much details is because I was waiting to see exactly where we would go with this and whether or not we would get the full environmental impact assessment before I now do some town hall meetings with residents in close proximity to explain what we're doing and how this project will benefit them. How will we control noise pollution and all of those these other factors and to protect the environment? And that is something that I have to do before we break ground on that project. Close quotes. Last May, government officials broke ground on a $210 million healthcare facility on Grand Bahama that is expected to vastly improve healthcare services on the island. Providing a recent update on that development, Darville told the Nassau Guardian, quote, that particular project is moving. We acquired some land and the site has now been cleared. The foundation footings are in place and we are getting ready now to start the vertical construction, close quotes. The first phase of that hospital, which is located off East Sunrise Highway, is expected to be completed within 12 to 16 months. Quote, we will have the first phase operational while we're doing phase two. So we decided not to do a complete turnkey, Darville said.
Mm.
Quote, because of the limited space and resources at the Rand Memorial Hospital, we wanted to have the hospital, the campus utilized in phases, close quotes. The Grand Bahama Hospital will have 200 plus beds, the minister added.
Let me get this go there. Let's go to the caller there, producer, please.
Pardon me.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Nuri. This is a second time to call.
Yeah, man. Go on.
But a different question.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to know the conveyances of this hospital property. Was it original Crown land? What was the history of this? Because now Harawak Homes is going to be using this land in this hospital situation. So are we paying for our own land the second time?
I had a question. I knew once it was the well field owned by the government. I know that Harawak Homes did a number of subdivisions in that area. If you go on that main road now, you'll see several Harawak Homes subdivisions there. And I remember there was a discrepancy with Harawak Home had to go to court regarding some of the land also. Some other people are squatting on the land, whatever it is. And they proved that it belongs to them. So now that we know that
they
it's
theirs. They proved that they were better squatters? That's what you said? Well, no, I mean, that's not what you said. No, I just wanted to know if that's what you were saying.
Now that we know that Harawak Home owned that land, then the government said, man, let's swap. Let's swap because we have no money to pay you all. And that's where we are now. We're exchanging lands.
Have they identified the land that is to be swapped?
They're 14 acres. We taking all
no,
of it.
No. That's what we take in, but what will they get?
Well, I don't know. Let's go.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted to know, are we buying back our own land with more taxes for Harawak Homes to sell it back to the people?
Yes, ma'am.
I know Harawak Homes, right now they own it. How they get to own it, I don't know. I just know that
well,
they own it.
I guess I will have to try and do research.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. But I know Harawak Home owns it, and now we're doing a land swap for what they...
I'm expecting them to own my house.
What?
Is your house located in the area being described in the article?
No, just eminent domain.
I got you.
I see the shit.
Yes,
I see
ma'am.
What you're trying to say. Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to say nothing is sacred anymore.
Yes, I understand you.
I mean, from the moment the Prime Minister said a debt for nature swap, I became very, very concerned. With the absence of a sustainable land management plan that's a part of a national development plan.
Let's quickly go to these callers so we can read that last article, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yes. A pleasant good morning. Cecil and Aaron.
Good morning.
Good. This is a part of... Why? But let me ask you first and foremost, when was that article from? Was that this year or last year?
Hospital funding near completion is on the top of the fold in today's Nassau Guardian.
Okay, right. Because that conversation started from 2023, where the Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Dowell, spoke to that in detail as well, even at that time. And
can you tell me in what forum did he speak to it in detail, and where can we find either the recordings or the written documentation of said statements and conversations?
Okay, there's a Tribune article.
So nothing from the ministry that he's a part of?
Pardon me?
I don't mean a newspaper article covering the story. I mean a policy statement or an official statement emanating from the minister or the ministry, where people could follow up on that conversation.
Well, I believe that as the Minister of Health, whenever the minister speaks, he's speaking on behalf of the government of the Bahamas and the policy that the government of the Bahamas is following.
But Antoine, I think you're missing the point that I'm making. Is this just commentary that has been picked up by the newspaper, or is this an official statement that's been documented as emanating from the minister or the ministry?
This is what I'm saying to you, Aaron. Whenever the minister of any ministry speaks...
So it's not documented anywhere outside of the Nassau Tribune?
As it relates to the policy direction.
So it's not documented anywhere outside of the Nassau Tribune?
That's fine.
No, I'm asking you're suggesting that the minister has made a formal policy statement that we should be aware of, and I'm asking you, how would we be aware of it, and if we aren't, where can we find it to familiarize ourselves with said policy statements?
I believe that you can go to Parliament to verify. If you want to do your research, you can go to Parliament, where the minister would have first made that communication coming out of Cabinet as it relates to what the government's policy is and what agenda they're going to be following relating
I
to
see
the
you back on your bag, Antoine. Go on.
Of a specialty project such as what Dr. Dowell spoke
to. I see you
to.
Back on your bag. Go on.
And also the run. No, man, Aaron, behave yourself.
You, sir, behave yourself, because we're trying to have a substantive conversation about a policy agenda.
I still trying to squeeze this last call in.
And you telling me I should see it in the Tribune.
Go ahead.
Let me make my last point, Cecil. And so I am in complete support of what the government is doing, because secondly, the government has also launched an upgrading of the healthcare facilities throughout the entire country project, where the minister again has executed contracts for each of the healthcare facilities.
Antoine,
and ran by the government, Family Island.
Antoine, can you speak to the specifics of the enhancements and improvements in an island like Eleuthera, where they've seen a 600% increase in traffic fatalities and severe traffic accidents over the last 2 to 3 years? What I'm saying.
I have one more call. I just want to reiterate this fact that 14 acres of the 50 acres are owned by AWAC Home. That's a done deal.
Yeah, that's in the paper. Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to this last caller. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for your patience. Caller going once, caller going twice. Read that next thing into the record, because we're running out of time.
On the front fold of today's Tribune, banned. Cinema slams film rating. Subtitle, demonic content among reasons for blocking screening. Fusion's chief legal officer called for the archaic and outdated theater and cinemas regulations to be amended after the Film Control Board reportedly restricted the company's ability to show a movie by giving it a D rating. The movie, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Hashira Training, is an anime released worldwide on February 2nd. Takoyo Bridgewater, Fusion's chief lawyer, said the Film Control Board gave the movie a D rating, which means, and we're moving to page 5, unsuitable for public viewing. They cited that the movie had no storyline, in parentheses, preposterous in my opinion, that it was not in English, and that it had demonic content because of beheading and dismemberment, he said yesterday. Quote, this is literally the content of 90% of horror films. Quote, their position, in my estimation, to restrict a movie for adult viewing in 2024 under some archaic and outdated legislation is unreasonable, when this series is already displayed on Netflix and will be displayed on cable TV with an R rating. The Theater and Cinemas Act allowing the board this unilateral power must be addressed and amended. It is a law that no longer serves the purpose for the time, and this, in this estimation, an abuse of authority. We understand that the board is, in essence, attempting to protect young viewers, but this can be done by a C rating. It's the age of the internet and cable TV. Fusion Superplex can be akin to pay-per-view movie. We are a private business that allows viewing by the public for compensation.
Aaron, we cannot have no demonic cartoons coming to the Bahamas. And if we're going to have demonic cartoons, we need a Christian Council to intervene to block it. That's how it goes. Thank you, Christian Council. Film board, whoever in charge of that. No demonic cartoons.
See, because you just assume that it's a Christian fundamentalism that leads us there.
Yeah.
It's the Play and Film Control Board.
They're good people. Anyway, thanks very much for the conversation. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day, Aaron.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.